Writer Nick Jans calls the years between 2003 and 2009 a magical and transformative time in Juneau's history. It was during those years that a wild black wolf, who came to be known as Romeo, lived in the community, played with dogs, and interacted with residents. Jans spoke at the University of Alaska Southeast last week about his 2014 book, A Wolf Called Romeo. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
Nick Jans was living in a house near Mendenhall Glacier when he noticed tracks right outside his door.
And out in the lake. And at the end of those tracks was a wolf.
Jans says it wasn't just any wolf.
He's like the combined version of the young Arnold Schwarzenegger wrapped up in the young Paul Newman of wolves.
The wolf continued visiting Jans's house.
The old expression of a wolf at the door took on complete new meaning. I mean, like, how are we not going to interact with this wolf? Because there he is, practically every damn morning. You know, we could stay inside the house, and sometimes the tracks would lead right up to the door, literally.
Jans says it was this social behavior that led to his naming. The wolf was fond of Jans's yellow lab, Dakota, who Jans's wife was very protective of.
It's her child and the most precious thing in this universe. So, of course, she's concerned about who her child hangs out with. And one morning, the wolf is curled up in the yard waiting for Dakota to come out and take a pee, which sooner or later she's got to do. My wife, with her arms folded, says, "Well, there's that Romeo wolf again."
Dakota was one of several dogs that Romeo interacted with socially. There was a border collie who'd run away with Romeo, but always came back. Other dogs raced around the frozen lake with him.
The wolf briefly took up the sport of pug bowling, when in the space of 2 weeks, he grabbed two different pugs owned by two different people on two different sides of the lake and ran with them for a short period in his mouth and dropped them.
Jan suspects Romeo thought the dogs were puppies and was just trying to play with them. Many people visited the glacier, where Romeo often spent time in hopes of glimpsing him. Jan calls Romeo the community's wolf. He says Juneau was lucky to be able to know a wild animal so well.
It's one of my fondest memories. My whole time in Alaska was lying with my head on my pack, with my dog Gus's head on my knee, and the wolf lying 15 feet away, and we all took a nap out there in the ice, and everybody trusted each other enough to shut our eyes and just be.
Jan says several people in Juneau shared moments like that with Romeo, and many more heard his echoing howls.
They travel for sometimes a couple of miles at night. And you could hear them on the far side of the lake. You could hear them sometimes way up the West Glacier Trail. And they just filled the whole universe.
After 6 years in the community and interacting with hundreds of dogs, Romeo was killed in 2009. A plaque remembering him is affixed to a rock near the glacier. A Juneau Community Foundation fund is raising money to build an exhibit in his honor at the Mendenhall Glacier Visitor Center.
And it'll be part of Juneau's legacy and something that visitors and residents will be able to point to and to look at and to know that we didn't somehow dream this up, that it was real.
Despite how he may have died, Jans doesn't think the story of Romeo the wolf is a tragedy. He thinks it's a triumph. It's the magical story of a friendship between a wolf and a community. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.